Good morning, everyone.
Zǎoán.
It is an honor and privilege to be speaking at church again.
实在是非常的荣幸，我能够在教会里面来讲道。
It's been over a year since I last spoke, and I'm so grateful for Pastor King and for the church to give me this opportunity to share some things that the Lord has placed upon my heart.
我很感谢这个教会的弟兄姊妹能够让我有机会，在这里来把我心中的负担能够传讲出来。
Let's take some time right now to pray.
我们先一起祷告。
Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us.
父神啊，我们真是来感谢你给我们这样的机会能够在一起。
We thank you, Lord, that you've gathered us here, Lord, to worship you.
我们感谢你聚集我们一起来敬拜你。
Lord, we ask, Lord, that would you speak to us today, God?
主啊，我们在这里求你向我们说话。
You know what each and every one of us needs to hear.
你知道我们每一个人的需要。
Lord, open our hearts so that we may receive your word.
主啊，打开我们的心，所以我们能够接受你的话。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Today I want to talk about this idea of getting messy.
今天我要讲一个观念，就是怎么样处理这个混乱。
When many of us hear the word messy, I think we think of it in terms of our houses.
很多人当我们讲到这个混乱的时候，我们想到我们自己的房子。
You know, maybe we think about like a messy kitchen or a messy living room, or if we have teenagers in the house, maybe their messy bedrooms.
我们总是想到厨房或者客厅里面乱七八糟的东西。或许你如果家里有个十几岁的孩子，你想到他的房间。
But this is not the kind of messiness that I'm talking about.
可是今天我不是要讲这一种的混乱。
The kind of messiness that I'm talking about can't be fixed with a maid or with Windex or with Lysol.
我今天要讲的这个混乱，它并不是能够用一些厨房的一些洗刷的工具能够把它清理的。
The kind of messiness that I'm talking about is much more ugly and much more difficult to fix.
今天我要讲的这种混乱是更丑陋而且很难去医治的。
The kind of messiness I'm talking about deals with the messiness of people's lives.
我今天要讲的这个混乱就是怎么样去处理一个人生活生命里面的那种混乱。
You all look very nice today on this Sunday morning.
我想每一个人今天礼拜天早晨看起来都很好看。
You know, we're all dressed up in our dresses and our suits and our shirts and our ties.
我们每个人穿西装打领带都很漂亮。
But that's just the visible.
可是这只是我们看得到的表面。
But we all know that there's also an invisible.
可是我们也知道有许多事情看不见的。
What's going on inside the dresses, the suits, the shirts and ties?
到底在你看得见的这些外表的装饰里面的什么东西呢？
And the reality is that every one of us in this room, no matter how young you are or how old you are, we have messiness in our lives.
这个事实有一个事实就是我们中间的每一个人，不管你是多大的年纪。你每一个人的生活里面都有乱的一面。
Yes, we're sitting at church here today, but we have our anxieties, our worries, our concerns.
虽然我们现在都坐在这里，可是我们知道我们心里面常常有一些忧虑、着急。
Some of us are worried about our finances, or about worried about jobs.
我们中间可能有人担心你的工作、你的财务。
We're worried about maybe getting fired or getting laid off.
你或者一直想到你可能要马上要丢掉你的工作了。
Maybe some of us are laid off and we don't have work, and we're worried about finding a job.
或许我们中间有人已经丢掉了工作，而且你现在还正在找工作。
Maybe some of us are struggling in our marriages, or with our families, and no one even knows.
也许我们中间有人，你的婚姻正遭遇到难处，或者你家里面有麻烦。
And maybe some of us are struggling with sins of greed or lust or selfish ambition.
更有可能我们中间有些人现在你被那种贪心、自私、野心在那里所搅扰。
Maybe some of us in this room are concerned about our image and what other people think of us. Am I attractive? Am I smart enough? Do people like me?
也可能我们中间有人一直被一种事情困扰，就是我到底人家看我怎么样的看我？我是不是长得很漂亮，吸引人？
And some of us in this room struggle with loneliness.
也可能有许多人在这里，你非常的孤单。
This is the kind of messiness that I'm talking about.
今天我要讲的就是这一类的混乱。
And I know every person in this room, no matter how young or how old you are, have some sort of messiness in your life.
而且我可以肯定的是，今天在我们中间，不论你的年纪是怎么样，每一个人都有以上的一些混乱的情形。
And there are two reasons why I know this. One is because I have messiness in my own life.
我之所以这样讲，因为我清楚知道，在我的生命里面，我确实有这样的混乱。
That some of the things that I talked about are things that I struggle with.
我现在要讲的事情都是我曾经经历的。
And the second reason why I know is because Scripture says so.
另外的一个原因，我愿意讲，是因为圣经上就这样告诉我们。
The Word of God tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们，我们世人都犯了罪，而且亏缺了神的荣耀。
It says that we're all messed up.
那就是说，我们每个人都搞得一塌糊涂。
Now, if you're sitting there, you're thinking, you know, what is Gerald talking about? You know, I'm not that bad.
你或许正现在心里又在想的，你到底讲什么？我根本没有你想象的那么糟。
Then you're really at the wrong place.
那我很抱歉，我告诉你，你恐怕来到了一个不对的地方。
Because this place, the church,
因为教会
is for messed up people.
因为教会就是为了这些生活中一塌混乱的人。
If you think there's nothing wrong with you, then you're at the wrong place because the church is for messed up people.
你如果认为你都很好，你都没有问题，那么你来到了教会是来错了地方了。
And because the church is for messed up people like us,
因为教会里面就是为了这些混乱的人，像我们这样的人。
The church is in the business of helping messed up people, getting involved in the messiness of people's lives.
所以我们知道教会它就是要来处理这些人生活里面的混乱。
Getting involved in the messiness of people's lives.
而且我们要介入许多人的混乱的生活里头。
You know, everything that I just mentioned, loneliness, greed, jealousy, lust, God wants us as a church to help each other deal with these things.
我刚刚讲的那些孤单、寂寞、贪婪这些事情嫉妒都是我们教会里面要处理的事。
These ugly things that we don't want anyone to know about, God wants us to deal with them.
可是一个事情就是我们常常不愿意让人家来知道，来处理这些事。
What does that mean, getting involved in the messiness of people's lives?
到底我们说要介入人家的那个生活里面的混乱，到底是怎么回事呢？
I want to point you guys to the greatest example of someone getting the mess of another's life.
我要举一个最好的例子，就是来让我们知道说有人怎么样介入这种混乱的生活。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
那就是耶稣基督。
Please turn to me to John 1, 10 to 14.
请我们一起打开圣经约翰福音的第一章的一节到第十节，我们在投影片上有，或者你打开你的圣经，你用你的圣经。
The word of God says, He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him.
圣经上的话这样说了，他在世界，世界也借着他造的，可是世界却不认识他。
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not recognize him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人却不接待他。
To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他名的人，他就给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
And here's the verse that I love. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
然后最后一句话是我非常喜欢的，就是道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
这个道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
I love this verse because it shows that Jesus was willing to get involved in the messiness of our lives.
我非常喜欢这段经文，因为这里说到了耶稣他成了肉身，而且介入我们生活的混乱。
The word became another paraphrase says the word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood.
另外的一个版本的这样子说法是说，这个道成了肉身以后，住到成为我们的邻舍。
Jesus, God, moved into our neighborhood.
耶稣基督这个神，他竟然搬到了我们的隔壁，我们的家的附近。
Now, some of you might think, my neighborhood is not so bad.
有很多人也会这样想说，我没有那么糟嘛。
You know, I live in Tenafly. It's a nice place. It's got nice parks. good schools, nice teachers.
你想说，哎，我现在住在 Tenor Fly， 我的那个环境非常好，我有好的学校、好的邻居、好的老师。
But you have to remember where Jesus came from.
可是你必须要先想一想看，耶稣他到底原来从哪里来的
？He came from heaven.
他是从天上来的。
And even though I've never been there, I know through Scripture that it's a place so magnificent and so wonderful that there is no pain, no death, no tears, no greed, no jealousy, no lust.No sin.
虽然我没有从来没有到过天上，可是我从圣经很清楚知道，那个地方是没有罪恶，没有所有这些不好的事情。
He came from this amazing place to a place of evil, a place of death, pain, tears, greed, jealousy, lust, and sin.
他从这样一个美好的地方来到了一个充满了眼泪、嫉妒、纷争、麻烦的一个地上。
It's kind of like this. I know Christmas break is coming up, so.You know, maybe some of you are going to be on vacation.
我知道我们中间很多人可能马上要准备出去度假了。
It's like for Christmas break, you say to your family, "Hey, guys, let's get together and let's go to Iraq."
你如果你这样说，哎，我们现在圣诞假期到了，我们一起到伊拉克去好不好
？Or you gather a couple of your friends and say, "You know what? Let's go to Afghanistan."
或许你跟几个朋友说，我们到阿富汗去。
I'm not trying to make light of this. I mean, there's a huge difference between Iraq with compared to Tenor Fly or Teaneck.
我并不是想要这做怎么样的比较，可是我们确实是伊拉克可能拿来跟我们这附近的 Tenor Fly 来比，确实有一段距离。
But I want you to realize there's an even bigger difference between heaven and earth.
可是我要讲的就是。讲到天上跟地上的这样的生活的差距，那更大得多。
See, Jesus stepped out of his comfort zone so that he can deal with our messiness.
你知道耶稣他从他自己那个很舒适的环境里面，他出来到我们住到我们中间，就是要处理我们的这些混乱。
He came down to earth
from 来到一界世界
from heaven and from his father so that he can deal with our anxieties, our worries, our concerns.
他离开了天上，他离开了他的父神，来到我们中间，就是为了要处理我们生活上面的这些麻烦。
So that he can deal with our lust, our greed, our envy.
他要处理我们的情欲，我们的贪婪，我们的嫉妒。
Our emptiness and our loneliness.
还有我们的虚空，我们的孤单。
He came down to deal with our sin.
他来到世界上就是要处理我们罪的问题。
If you get one thing from this message, I hope it's this.
如果你今天早上只听到一句话的一件事情的话，我希望你听到这个。
That Jesus moved into your neighborhood.
那就是耶稣他住到了你的附近。
He got involved in the messiness of your life.
他要进入你的生活里面处理你的混乱。
And you know what? It wasn't that easy for him.
你知道这实在是不容易。
It cost him to come down here.
因为花了很多的代价让他从天到地。
When he was on earth, he was despised and misunderstood.
因为他在地上的时候，他被人轻视，被人藐视。
He was betrayed and he was tortured.
他被人背叛，他被折磨。
And he was killed on the cross.
而且最后他被钉在十字架上。
And he went through it because he loves you.
他为什么要经过这一些呢？因为他要爱我们。
He got involved in the messiness of your life.
他介入了我们每一个人你的生活。
The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood.
这道成了肉身，就住在我们中间。
You know, but the story of Jesus doesn't end there.
可是耶稣的故事并不是就停在这里。
See, Jesus came down to get involved in the messiness of our lives, but he also wants us to get involved in the messiness of other people's lives.
可是这个信息不是只到停在这里。耶稣不但到了我们的生命里面，他也命令我们要我们也介入别人的生活混乱。
Right before Jesus ascended to heaven, he left his followers this important instruction.
因为当耶稣他要离开世界上要到天上的时候，他留下了这样一个重要的命令。
This is what he said. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
他这样说，他说天上地上所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
所以你们要去，使万民都做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，并且凡我所吩咐的都教导他们遵守。
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
You see, right before Jesus went to heaven, The last thing he said to his followers was to go and make disciples.
所以当耶稣他要到世离开世界以前，他最后的一件事情就是要我们使万民做他的门徒。
Brothers and sisters, can I ask you something?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我能不能问你一件事？
Do you have any disciples?
你有没有任何的门徒呢？
Do you have any disciples?
你有没有训练任何的门徒呢？
Do you have any brothers or sisters that you're helping to grow closer in their relationships to Jesus?
你有没有跟任何一位的弟兄或姊妹，你们的关系能够亲近，你能够把他带到耶稣基督的面前呢？
I ask this question not to condemn anyone, but I want us to do some reflection.
我这样讲并不是要来责怪或者每一个人，我乃是说要使大家有一个思想反思。
Are we getting involved in the messiness of people's lives? Because this is what the church is about.
我的意思就是说，我们到底是不是我们有介入去处理别人生活中的混乱？因为这个乃是教会要做的事情。
You know, I'm standing here today because there are people who got messy in my life.
我今天之所以能够站在这里，是因为有人介入了我生活里面的混乱。
And I'm very, very messy.
而且我真的是很糟糕。
There have been people who moved into my neighborhood.
有一些人他们进到了我的生活里头。
They took Jesus' command to go and make disciples very seriously.
而且这些人他们把耶稣的这个命令，要使万民做门徒的这个命令，他们非常慎重的很当作一回事。
I want to introduce to you to some of them.
我现在要跟你们分享一些事。
Here's the first picture. You guys all know this guy. This is Mike, and that's me.
Who's Mike?
Mike.
Mike. Okay.
That Mike.
Oh, Mike. That's Mike. Yeah. Oh, okay. Michael Sean.
Right. So this is Mike.
Yeah, I saw.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Different.
So this is Michael.
This is Michael.
And. When I first committed to my life to Christ in college, Mike showed me the basics of Christianity.
当我在大学里面我开始接触到基督徒的时候，是 Mike 他首先告诉我有关于信仰的事。
He was the first person I have ever prayed with.
他是第一个我跟人祷告的人。
He was the first person I ever sang a spiritual song with. It was Amazing Grace.
他是第一个我跟他一起唱这个奇异恩典这个歌的人。
He was the first person to ever give me a Bible to read.
他是第一位把圣经教给我读的人。
You see, when I was a young Christian, Mike taught me the importance of reading the Bible on a regular basis.
当我还是一个小婴孩的基督徒的时候，是 Mike 他教我怎么样来读圣经。
And in all honesty, I don't know if Mike really wanted to get into the messiness of my life, but I think God pushed him there.
说老实话，我不认为说 Mike 当初他很乐意，或者他自己就想要介入我生活的混乱，而是神催促他。
And because Mike got into the messiness of my life, today I read my Bible and I pray.
就是因为有 Mike 这样的来介入我的生活里面，所以今天我可以每天来读圣经。
And there's also one other important thing that that Mike taught me.
Mike 曾经也教了我一件很重要的事。
He also taught me the importance of having a church family.
他告诉我说教会生活的重要。
If Mike didn't get into the messiness of my life, I would not be here in EBCC.
如果不是因为 Mike 他进入了我的生活里面的时候，我今天不可能在这个教会里。
When I became a Christian, I was at college down at Rutgers. And summer vacation came around.
当我还在 Rutgers 做大学生的时候，我刚刚成为基督徒，那个时候开始放暑假了。
And Mike knew that I didn't have any church to go to up here.
所以 Mike 知道说我没有任何教会去加入。
And so he brought me to EBCC.
所以他带领我到了天成教会。
So if Mike, without Mike, I would not be here.
所以如果没有他的话，我不可能站在这里。
Mike practiced what Jesus commanded.
所以 Mike 他真正的来操练实行耶稣的命令。
Jesus moved into my neighborhood through Mike.
耶稣能够进入我的生活里面，是因为借着麦。
I want to introduce you to another person.
我还要给你们看另外一个人。
That's me. I know I look very different there. Pastor King, can you tell?
This one?
Yes, it is. Yes, that's the one. This is when I was in college.
这是我在大学的时候.
And standing to my left, so this is standing to my left is a brother named Steven.
有一个叫 Steve, which one left?
That, no, the other side.
But anyway, which one? Check it.
This guy.
This guy.
Yes. Steven was a junior when I was a freshman at college.
当我刚刚进大学，我是新生的时候，他已经大三了。
And when I first became a Christian, I was a baby Christian.
当我刚刚是婴孩的基督徒的时候。
And I remember David when he was preaching a couple weeks back, he was talking about, you know, the behaviors of a baby Christian.
我记得大卫牧师他前几个礼拜在这里讲的时候，他讲到那个。 出生的婴孩的基督徒他会怎么样做他的行为
that a baby Christian just wants to put everything in their mouths
right? 这个小婴孩的基督徒他什么东西都抓到嘴里
and so I was in that I wanted to put a lot of things in my mouth
那个时候就是我的光景
and I knew I needed someone who was spiritually mature to help me
我那个时候我也知道说我必须要有一个比较成熟的基督徒来教导我
so I went to Stephen
所以我就找到了 Steve
And I said, Stephen, teach me everything you know about God.
所以我就告诉他说, Stephen, 你能不能教导我所有你所知道关于神的事?
And we met every week.
所以我们每个礼拜遇见一次。
And all we did was we talked, we shared, and we prayed.
我们所做的就是我们谈话，我们分享，然后我们祷告。
And I cannot tell you how much of an influence Stephen has been on my life.
我实在是没有办法形容Stephen对我生命里面的影响有多大。
How those times with him really drew me closer to Christ.
有那个时间我跟他在一起的时间是怎么样把我带了更靠近神。
There's so many things that I do today. I do because Stephen taught me.
今天我之所以能够有一些的服事是因为Stephen他教导我怎么做。
Like sitting in the front of the church.
比如说到教会的时候听到要坐到前排
So, you know, you won't Just in case, you know, you There's a boring message, you won't fall asleep
比如说你坐到前面有一个好处就是你不敢睡觉
And another thing that he taught me Was the importance of journaling
另外一件事他教导我的就是你要写日记
And, you know, before Stephen I never really wrote anything down
在我 Stephen 以前，我从来没有把事情写下来。
But he told me one of the things I remember on the first day when we met together. He said, "Gerald, start keeping a spiritual journal."
所以我很记得第一天我们在一起的时候，他就告诉我说，你要每天写你属灵的日记。
And bring it to church so that you can take notes.
所以你也把这个日记带着，随着你在教会听到的时候，你仍然可以记写下来。
So I did.
所以我做了。
And I can't tell you how what a wonderful blessing that has been.
我实在没有办法告诉你这个带来给我多大的祝福。
I want to show you a picture of a section in my room.
所以我现在要给你们看一点有关于我自己的房间的事情。
These are my journals.
这就是我一直从信主到现在我所有的属灵的日记。
This is 10 years of my Bible reading, 10 years of my church note taking, everything.
这是十年以来我读圣经的笔记，我听到的笔记。
And this exists because of Stephen Chen.
这些东西之所以能够存在，是因为Stephen Chen他教导我。
He got into the messiness of my life.
他进入了我生活的混乱。
He met with me every week.
他每个礼拜跟我见面。
He taught me about Jesus.
他教导我认识耶稣。
And he prayed with me.
而且他与我祷告。
Jesus moved into my neighborhood. Through Stephen Chen.
耶稣他能够进入我生命里面是经过了 Stephen.
I want to show you also another brother.
我还要给你看另外一个弟兄.
Well, there are many people here again.
这里又有好几个人.
I'm going to point out who he is.
我要告诉你哪一个是他我要讲的.
It's this guy over here.
现在我要谈他.
His name is LT.
他叫做LT.
And this picture actually has very, very, very special meaning to me.
这张相片对我有特殊的意义。
As many of you know, that I'm involved in a youth ministry called Asian Young Life.
你们可能有人知道我是在一个叫做亚洲青年的这样的一个宣教团体服事。
These are the brothers that came to support me on the very, very first Asian Young Life meeting we've ever had.
哦，这个弟兄他就是当这个亚洲青年，这怎么翻亚洲啊？新Young Life， 亚洲青年的这一个团契里面是初期的时候他带我进入的。
This was actually taken in Pastor King's house.
啊？在我，这是说在我家照的相片。
We had about 60 students show up for that meeting, and these brothers came to support me and to pray for me.
哦，那天有差不多有六十个人到一起聚集的时候，他来这些弟兄们来支持我。
And LT was one of them.
LT 就是其中的一个。
You know, LT actually already graduated when I was at Rutgers.
他那个时候已经毕业了，当我还是大学生的时候。
How I met him was he came to a meeting at the Chinese Christian Fellowship.
我之所以会遇见他，是因为他到了一个中国人的一个团契里头。
And I remember when I first met him, I asked him, you know, what year are you in at Rutgers?
我第一次遇到他说，我就问他说，你是到底是在大学里面的哪一年进来的
？You know, and he said I graduated.
他说我已经毕业了。
And I said, then what are you doing here?
那我说，那你毕业了，你来我们学校干嘛
？You know why LT was there?
你知道他为什么去 Rutgers 吗
？Because he took Matthew 28 seriously.
因为他把耶稣那个马太福音二十八章刚刚讲的那段经文，他非常的严肃的看待。
Go and make disciples.
说去使万民做我的门徒。
LT was there because he wanted to get involved in the lives of college students.
所以 LT 那个时候他之所以会到 Rutgers 是因为他要接触这些大学生。
And I was one of the college students that he got involved with.
所以我就是其中的一个大学生被他影响到。
And this picture is significant. This picture of Asian Young Life is significant because it was LT who taught me or who introduced me to youth ministry.
所以这一张相片是特别特殊的意义，是因为是 LT 教导我怎么样来服侍年轻人。
Toward my junior and senior year, I met with LT on a weekly basis.
所以到我大三大四的时候，我也是每个礼拜跟 LT 见面。
And one day he just said, Gerald, you know what?I'm working with the youth group at my church. I want you to come and stop by.
所以他就告诉我说，你知道吗？我在我的教会里面，我也是服侍年轻人的。我要你来看一看。
I was very, very resistant.
所以那个时候我不愿意去。
I just thought, you know, I just got out of high school. Why am I, you know, why am I going back to, you know, high schoolers again?
所以我那个时候因为刚刚才从高中毕业出来，我想我为什么还要再回到高中生的中间？
But I did go.
可是我还是去了。
I worked with the teenagers.
所以我开始跟这些十几岁的孩子在一起。
And for the past 10 to 11 years, that's what I've been doing.
所以这我已经做了十年了，我跟年轻人在一起。
See, I would not have been a youth leader if it was not for LT.
我如果不是因为 LT 的话，我今天不可能成为年轻人的辅导。
LT got into the messiness of my life.
所以 LT 进入了我生活的混乱里头。
Jesus moved into my neighborhood through LT.
耶稣基督能够进入我的生命中是经过了 LT.
And I want to show you one more person.
我还要给你看一个人。
This is a blurry picture.
这个照片可能不太清楚。
I'm not quite sure why, but every time Mike and I are in pictures, we're in costume.
我不知道为什么每次我跟麦克要照相，我们总喜欢穿一些这些服装。
But the person I'm talking about is Brian Hall, and he's the gentleman in the center of that picture.
我现在要谈的是这个 Brian, 他是在中间的这个。
And it's interesting. I actually met Brian the day right before I became a Christian.
很有意思的是，就是在我要信主的前一天，我遇见了 Brian。
You know, we only talked for about 15, 20 minutes, and that was it.
所以我们那天只谈了15分钟、20分钟的话。
And the next day, not because of Brian, but because of many other things, I decided to commit my life to Christ.
后来第二天，我因为别的原因，我决定决志的。
I remember many weeks down the line, I met Brian again, and he said, Gerald, what happened? You became a Christian.
后来过了几个礼拜以后，我又碰到了这个 Brian， 他就问我说：“怎么搞的 ，Gerald？ 你已经是基督徒了。
”And we started talking and became really good friends.
所以我们就开始有了谈话，然后我们就成了好朋友。
And there have been many, 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 many things that this brother have taught me.
有神经过这个弟兄，他教导了我许多许多的事。
But of all the things that he taught me the most important thing.Was he taught me what it means to be a good friend?
他所教导我最其中最重要的一件事就是说，怎么样能够跟人成为最好的朋友？
Brothers,
是什么意义？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how you can tell if someone really cares about you?
弟兄姊妹，你同意不同意？你可以真的知道别人对你有多关心。
You can tell if they're willing to call you out on your sin.
你会很清楚知道这个人他可以指出你的罪。
In college, I was involved in some pretty sinful relationships.
在大学的时候，我曾经在一个很犯罪的一些事情上面。
And a lot of people knew.
很多人都知道。
But you know what? No one called me out on it except Brian.
你知道吗？那个时候没有人敢跟我讲我做错了什么，除了 Brian。
He said to my face, Gerald, I care about you, and that's why I want to tell you that what you're doing is wrong.
所以他当着我的面就告诉我说 Gerald, 因为我关心你，所以我要告诉你。
It's sinful, you're hurting yourself, you're hurting God, and you're hurting the people around you.
所以他告诉我说你做的事是犯罪的事，你不但伤害你自己，你伤害了神。
Brothers and sisters, when was the last time someone did that in your life?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到底上一次是什么时候有人这样子对你说
？Called you out on something that you're doing that was clearly wrong.
他能够当着你的面告诉你说你做错了。
I learned what it means to be a good friend from Brian.
我从 Brian 身上我学到了怎么样可以建立一个真实的友情。
He got into the messiness of my life.
他进入了我生活的混乱里面。
Jesus moved into my neighborhood through Brian.
耶稣基督能够进入我的生命里面，是因为经过 Brian.
I'm here today.
我今天能够在这里。
Because people followed Jesus' example and moved into my neighborhood.
因为有一群人，他们愿意遵照耶稣基督的命令进到我的生活里。
And you know what? I know that there are other Geralds out there sitting in the pews today.
我很清楚的知道，我们中间还有许多人像我一样，就住在我们中间。
And they need a Mike, a Stephen, a Brian to get into the messiness of their lives.
他们实在需要有像 Mike, Stephen, LT 这样的人来进入他们的生活里。
They need people who are willing to get messy.
他们需要一些人，他们愿意付代价进入人的混乱。
Now I know getting messy means different things for different people.
我知道，当我们讲到说进入混乱的时候，对每一个对不同的人，你有不同的说法。
For some of you, getting involved in the messiness of people's lives means starting in your own family.
或许有些人说，哦，我要怎么样介入人的混乱的生活里面？先从我家里开始。
For all you spouses, husbands and wives, let me ask you this question: When was the last time you prayed with each other?
所以我现在要问一下我们中间有丈夫跟妻子的，我要问一下上一次你们在一起祷告是什么时候？
I don't mean at the dinner table, I mean privately, alone.
我不是讲说吃饭的时候一起祷告，我是说你们单独在一起的祷告。
That you shared and you prayed with one another.
而是你们在一起分享，你们谈一些事情，然后一起祷告。
I don't know too much about marriage.
我还不懂婚姻生活是怎么回事。
But I do really, really respect Pastor King and Mrs. King and how they incorporate marriage and prayer into their marriage.
但是我知道金弟兄和他妻子中间的一些祷告生活。
I know every morning the two of them share and pray together.
我知道每天早晨他们在一起分享然后祷告。
This is their way of getting involved in the messiness of each other's lives.
这就是他们彼此介入对方的生活。那处理对方生活里面混乱的一个情形。
They share and they pray for one another.
他们分享而且彼此代祷。
And there's no doubt in my mind that one of the many reasons why God is able to use them so amazingly as a couple is because of their time together with Him.
我从来没有怀疑过今天神能够使用他们，是因为他们愿意介入这样的介入彼此处理混乱的生活。
For some of you, getting involved in the messiness of people's lives means starting with your kids.
对于有些人来讲，可能你认为是要从你的孩子开始。
When was the last time you prayed with your children?
什么时候是你上次跟你的孩子一起祷告呢？
When was the last time you asked your child about his or her relationship with God?
你什么时候问过你的孩子说他跟神的关系是怎么样？
You know, I was very close with Caleb, Pastor King and Mrs. King's son.
我是认识 Caleb, 就是金弟兄的孩子。
And I know one of the things that Caleb did when he was in high school was that he prayed with Pastor King and Mrs. King.
我知道一件事 ，Caleb 他在高中的时候，就是他怎么样的跟着他的父母祷告。
That as they gone off, drove to school, they would pray in the car.
当他们上学的时候，坐在车子上送到学校的路上，他们会祷告。
Caleb would pray first.
Caleb 会先祷告。
And then Pastor King would pray, or Mrs. King would pray.
然后我们父母后面祷告。
With their eyes open.
他们当然眼睛要打开
because they're driving.
因为正在开车。
I mean, it was only a couple of minutes.
虽然只有那么几分钟。
But I know it made a huge difference in Caleb's life.
可是我知道那个对 Caleb 的一生有很大的影响。
And I know some of those days it must have been hard.
我知道在很多的时候可能不容易这样做。
Especially if they were running late to school or something like that.
尤其是马上要看来要迟到了。
But they did it every day. They prayed with Caleb.
可是他们每天都这样做，他们天天跟 Caleb 一起祷告。
Cassie and Karen.
Okay, and Cassie and Karen, they're important too. All right. So, all right. And I know that Caleb he eventually graduated and grew up.
后来我知道他终于 Caleb 也长大了，他毕高中毕业了。
And now he's at Wheaton, Illinois.
他现在在。芝加哥的惠顿大学读书。
On that day when Caleb left for college,
就在 Caleb 要离开家要上学的时候
，Pastor King drove Caleb to the airport.
金弟兄开车送 Caleb 到机场。
And on their way to the airport,
就在他们的路上
，Caleb started crying.
在路上 Caleb 哭了
and he was crying because he realized that on this car ride this might be the last time that he'd be praying with Pastor King for a long long time. 他知道他
他想，这可能是他最后一次要经过很长以后才有时间跟我一起祷告。
Parents, get involved in the messiness of your kids' life.
所以父母们，请你们介入你们的孩子的生活里面。
Pray with them.
与他们一起祷告。
Yeah, in the beginning, it might be awkward.
或许一开始的时候看是很古怪的。
Sometimes it's going to feel like a chore.
Feel like
sometimes it might be difficult.
可能有时候是很困难，不容易。
But it will pay dividends. I guarantee it.
而且我保证以后会你会拿到利息的。
You know, for others of you, getting messy means finding people to be real with.
对有些人来讲的时候，你说要 get messy.
Yeah. For some of you, means finding other people to be close with.
说要介入这个别人的生活里面，可能是说要去跟别人亲近。
The truth is, we're not all going to be close.
事实是这样，我们并不是每个人都可以很亲近的。
We have different personalities and we click with different people.
我们有不同的个性，而且我们跟不同人交往。
But there's going to be one, two, or three people that we can be very, very close with.
可是事实上是你至少可以找到一两个人可以跟你有亲密的关系。
And it's important that we find these people.
很重要的是你必须找到这样的人。
I want to show you one more picture.
我还要给你看最后一张画。
Oh. You know what? I forgot that this was supposed to be for an earlier slide. So there's Pastor King and Mrs. King. Sorry. All right. Here's the picture. All right. This is the picture. All right. Here's a picture of Jonas, Mike, and myself.
Oh, 这里面你们看到这张相片有 Jonas, Mike, 跟我.
And last week, Mike talked about how during Thanksgiving, we ran a 5-mile race.
上个礼拜那个 Mike 就告诉我们说，在感恩节的时候要有一个跑五里路的跑步.
This is a picture of us at the end of that race.
所以这是我们跑到了终点了以后的一张相片.
And you can tell that Jonas and I are very tired.
你可以看到 Jonas 跟我也都快累死了.
But Mike is okay.
可是 Mike 还能跑.
This picture is special to me because this is our accountability group.
这张相片对我也是非常的特殊，因为你看到我们彼此中间的依靠.
I started this group with Mike, I'd say about 9 years ago.
我大概9年前我开始跟Mike有这样的关系.
And I remember the night it happened.
我知道，我还记清楚那一天晚上是怎么开始的.
I was praying.
我正在祷告.
And I realized that Mike and I, even though we were roommates, we didn't really talk about God all that much.
虽然 Mike 跟我是寝室的室友, 可是我们并不常常讲, 谈论耶稣基督。
So I woke Mike up at 2 in the morning.
所以那天晚上我夜里2点钟我醒来了。
And I said to Mike, Mike, we're Christians. I think we should pray at least once a week and share about what God's doing in our lives.
所以我2点钟就把Mike摇醒说, Mike, 我们都是基督徒, 我想我们至少一个礼拜应该要一起分享谈论耶稣。
And Mike said to me, he got up from his bed.
所以他就从床上坐起来。
And he said, Gerald, that's a good idea, but why can't you tell me at two in the afternoon?
Mike 说你讲的一点都不错，可是你为什么不在白天的2点钟来告诉我这件事？
And so we started sharing and praying every week.
所以从那时候开始，我们每个礼拜我们在一起祷告。
And you know what, brothers and sisters, in the beginning it was not easy.
你知道吗？一开始的时候真的不简单。
Because getting messy requires you to be vulnerable.
因为你要跟人家，你要进入这个混乱的里面，你会受伤的。
And when Mike and I first started, it was awkward.
我们刚刚开始的时候实在是很怪。
You know, we sat there, we didn't really know what to say to each other.
我们两个坐着就不知道讲什么话。
But you know, we slowly, as we met more and more and more,
慢慢的我们就越来越多了。
We became more and more comfortable with each other.
所以我们越来越习惯对方。
We trusted each other more.
我们越来越信任。
We began to share things that were deep in our hearts.
所以我们开始可以分享在我们心灵深处的一些事情。
Things that we would not dare tell anyone else.
很多事情我们不敢跟别人讲。
And you know, about 3 years ago, Jonas joined us.
那么3年以前, Jonas 加入了我们。
And the same thing, in the beginning, it was difficult.
当然的, 同样的, 一开始的时候很困难,
and it was awkward.
实在很奇怪。
But just like it was with Mike, more and more so, we became more comfortable with one another.
就像刚刚开始我跟Mike一样的时候, 越来慢慢的我们中间就习惯了。
Brothers and sisters, find other Christians to be close with.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你们应该要找一个 其他的弟兄姊妹你们可以亲近的。
If you're trying to find people to be real with or to get messy with, my suggestion is join a small group or a prayer meeting.
所以我的建议是你要怎么样去找到这些能够跟你这样关系的人，就是你要参加一个小组，或者你要参加祷告会。
Get involved in a group where brothers and sisters actually talk about God and about their lives and about what God is doing in their lives.
你必须要参加一个团体，一个团契，就是那里的人可以分享 神怎么样进入他们的生命里面？
I have this is always in your bulletin, but I want to put up this is the schedule for the small groups at the church.
这是虽然我们程序单上都每个礼拜都有，可是我要让你们知道哪些人是在哪一个聚会团体里头。
And what's not in your bulletin though are the pictures.
这个文字都在我们的程序单上，可是这些相片是我摆上去的。
And you know, I don't want to assume that everyone knows who the people are. And you know, if this is something that you're interested in, and you're saying, "Hey, you know what? I want to start this process. I want people to get into the messiness of my life, and I want to get into the messiness of people's lives." I would strongly suggest that you talk to one of the people on the screen.
这个里面的这些人，这些相片，可能你并不是每个人都认识。可是你如果心里面要这样想说，我真的愿意进入一个团契教会的团契生活里面，那么我建议你去找这相片里面的其中的一个人都可以。
Meet with one of them and just ask them, "Hey, how can I get involved?"
所以你会去问他们说，哎，我要怎么样能够开始？
Take a leap of faith.
你必须在信心中间要有一个跳跃。
Practice John 1:14 in your own life.
你必须要操练这个约翰福音第一章十四节里面所说的。
Jesus got into the messiness of our lives.
耶稣基督进入了我们生活里面的混乱里。
He wants us to get into the messiness of people's lives.
他也要我们能够进入别人的生活混乱里。
Let's pray.
请我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for you.
天父，我们实在充满了感恩。
Lord, thank you for being the ultimate example of what it means to get involved in people's lives.
我们实在感谢你，你自己成为那个榜样，就是让怎么样进入别人的生活里头。
Lord, you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to come down here.
实在是你根本没有必要下到人间。
But Lord, you did.
可是你竟然做了。
Lord, you did because you cared about us.
因为你这样做是因为你实在是关心我。
That you want to solve the messiness that we have.
你要来解决我生命里面那些混乱。
Lord, thank you so much for coming down.
主啊，我是感谢你从天上来到人间。
Thank you so much for going to the cross.
我实在感谢你，你能够为我上了十字架。
Thank you so much for dying for us.
我感谢你为我们死。
Lord, would you speak to us today?
主啊，我能不能求你今天就对我说话？
Lord, would you help us to be like you?
能不能求你使我能够像你
？Lord, that just as you've gotten into the messiness of our lives, Lord, help us, Lord, to get into the messiness of other people's lives.
就像你这样的进入我的生活里面，你能不能也帮助我们能够进到别人的生活里面
？Help us, Lord, to be real with people and go deeper with people.
让我们能够成为那样真正的进入人的生活里头。
Lord, help us to go and make disciples.
你能帮助我能够使别人能够做你的门徒。
Lord, we lift our hearts to you.
我们这样子把我们的心都举起来向着你。
Thank you so much for loving us, God.
我们真的是为着你这样爱我们，我们来感谢你。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.